Today is January 9th, 2005, and you're listening to Gamers Radio at yankadank.com.
Yeah. Here's a little explanation of what I like to do. Hours of GameCube, Xbox, and PS2. I'm labeled as a video game lyrical lord, but I'm just a mortal using combat as a physical force. I'm a vicious lyricist and several will die. My rhymes are so hot that the devil may cry. Save up to buy games with a stash in the bank. Trying to repair my metal arms with a ratchet and clank. I'm so nice and I never say I hate to win. Chilling in my green hoodie trying to wait the win. The best video game player you ever heard of. So bow down to me like I'm the Prince of Persia. Keep saying that you beat me, too bad you can't though. Cause I'll leave you on your way to heaven wearing a halo. You're out of luck if you playing with me, because you bet that I'm making it your day of defeat. If you challenging me, believe I got the upper hand, because I'm above average, nicknamed the Mega Man. 50 hit air combos, you bet you fear those. Beating me in the game is little to F-Zero. When I spit flames, I'm leaving you torched. I got the attitude of a Street Fighter with brute force. I'm sick of shooting ducks, now I'm on the manhunt. Keep staring at my game collection, but you can't touch. There's no way you're winning, so forfeit quick. Only way you can win is in an Unreal tournament. Pick up a controller, come on, who's next? Deus, what? I love those pronounced deus ex. I'm always winning, and you know I love it. Defending my spot as a knight of the Old Republic. If you wanna play like me, follow my path and walk through Boulder's Gate like a champion of NORAD. Just tell me where you wanna play and I'll follow. Even if I have to take a plane to Pandora tomorrow. If you're talking all that trash, believe I'm fighting you. And you know that your half-life will be in doom. Step inside my kingdom of hearts. I'm the true talent, you just a fantasy star. The way I destroy you, it shouldn't be legal. Because I come with stuff beyond good and evil. My talent is something the rest will fear. I'm a dynasty warrior dressed in Metal Gear. EGM, IGN, GamePro, and more. All the video game players, get on the floor.
On today's show, Halo and Gizmondo, Sony's PSP, the RPGs of 2005, EverQuest 2 updates, Xbox 2, and Blu-ray vs. HD DVD.
Like, right as I got off AIM, she walked in the door. And I'm sitting here closing windows, and she's like, "You're not looking at porn, are you?" No, I was closing out of AIM. But you don't need to be doing that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just go away.
I know how it feels, though. Oh, boy. Anyway, we had a huge week for games, so I think we have plenty of material for today's show.
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, have you been keeping up with anything, or have you been too involved in RuneScape?
Sadly, I've been too involved in RuneScape.
What's up with the book thing you were trying to find?
It's this holy book, and once you get all the pages, you can, like, do things with it, and it ups your stats a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but when you get it, it doesn't have any pages, so I've been going around trying to buy them.
Well, have you?
I finally got them.
You have them all?
Yeah, there's four pages. They're 100K each. I just got the last one.
Holy. I have to bring up, first thing off here, have you heard of this, I think it's MMORPG online called Wish?
No, I was wanting to check that out because Mocker was talking about it. It was sounding really good.
Right before you jumped in the chat room, Mocker and I were talking about it. He just found out that they're closing it down.
And he's just now getting into it and getting hooked?
Yeah, he was like, "It's the greatest game ever." And he's like, he's playing the game today, and some guy jumped in the game, and he, like, shouted out, let me find the exact quote, "Oh, for fuck's sake, check out the goddamn forums." And so he goes, logs out of the game, checks out the forums, and he finds out that Wish was canceled. And so, like, now that he found this ultimate game, something better than EverQuest and World of Warcraft, it, like, he finds out that the one game that's awesome is being canceled. So today at 6 p.m. Eastern, that's, like, 2 hours from now, it's going to get canceled.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it free or did you have to pay for it?
It was free for now because it was beta.
So they're going full version, so you just got to wait a little while.
Yeah, I don't think they're going full version, though. I think they're just completely canceling the project, even though it was really far ahead. It looked like everything was pretty much ready to go final. It was in beta, too.
Oh, man, that sucks so bad.
That would really piss me off.
Yeah, I'd like get everyone that plays the game to pitch in money and buy a license.
Yeah, that's what I think. Just find a millionaire who loved the game and make them push some cash into it. I bet they must have had some, like, really big holes in the programming or something that caused them to do this, because it's pretty weird for them just all of a sudden, within 24 hours, decide, hey, let's shut down.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, any new news from RuneScape?
There was a new update this week with a quest and some more bank space, but that's about it.
Are there that many updates for it? Is it usually a weekly thing, or...?
Sometimes it's weekly, sometimes there's two in a week, and then sometimes you go a month without an update.
Mm-hmm.
Never regular with.
Okay, I want to talk about this, Mario's gonna star in the new NBA Street Volume 3 in DDR, because Mario's, like, the whore for GameCube, I guess, in every Nintendo game, Nintendo system.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, dancing along with Mario on screen?
Yeah.
I think it'd be hilarious.
I can also imagine people paying for it.
I think it'd be hilarious if they just, like, stuck, like, Kirby on screen and, like, all these other people.
Well, no, they're going to save Kirby for next year. So get a couple more $1,000. It's going to be the same exact game with just new characters.
It'll be, like, Star Fox, DDR. They'll create all these special edition. You can, like, dance along with the bird next guy from DDR. Star Fox. Did they ever have a... Oh, yeah, they did. Did you ever play the Star Fox game for GameCube?
No.
I completely forgot that even existed until now. Anyways, yeah,
I've
Mario's...
I played the one on 64 forever.
Yeah, that was a great game. The multiplayer was pretty eh, but I loved playing it. I just played it, like, a couple months ago on my Xbox, because I have a modded Xbox with it on, and it's a great game. Especially once you beat it, like, three times, you can, like, do all the levels, and you know, like, how to get from one planet to the other. You could play only your favorite. Oh, I'm looking at screenshots right now. There's screenshots of Mario playing basketball. This is hilarious. It's, he's, like, against the it looks just like NBA Street, the normal one from NBA 2, only there's, like, a normal human guy that's, like, 7 foot tall, and then next to him is, like, Mario dribbling the b-ball. And he has his little white gloves. I want to see him do a dunk. That'd be a great video. Okay, anyways, what else was in the news? Oh, Halo's going to be on the Gizmondo, or whatever the hell that's called. That's the new handheld device. I forget who the hell created it. But that's sort of big news there. Let me see. The console, which offers high-quality 3D gaming features, as well as GPRS, communications, GSM, positioning, and media playback functions, launched quietly in the UK before Christmas, and is expected to arrive in North America around March. So, it looks like
console is made by, looks like Tiger Telematics.
I've never even heard of them. Have you ever heard of this company? Yeah, I'm betting it's gonna be a, like, system on the down low, really. I don't think it's gonna be big. I remember how much...
What was that system they have at Best Buy? Where it's just the sports simulation games?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, you mean
like
the...
Red console or something?
You mean the ones that are like a bowling game and a baseball, and you swing a bat?
They have them at Best Buy?
I've been seeing those commercials a lot lately. That. And those actually look awesome. I love games where you, like, swing a tennis racket and it smacks the ball. They should make one where it's like you have a baseball bat and only it's like GTA. That'd be great. And you get like a gun and everything. That's the future of gaming right there. GTA has its own console where you get like all the weapons, like a rocket launcher, and they stick you on a treadmill so you walk around.
Put in slot 2 is a car door. We have to run up and open it, and that's to steal the car.
And you have to get like a dummy out from the car and hit him with a baseball bat. That would be great. That's what I look forward to when I'm old. Yeah, anyways, Halo's going to be on a handheld. I really doubt the graphics will be that great or anything. It won't be anywhere near, like, Xbox quality, but... I'm pumped up about the PSP. Are you a PSP man, or...
Not really.
No? Oh.
I'm not much into handhelds.
I'm not a big handheld man. I haven't had a handheld since, like, the original... Game Boy, black and white, old school, and I, like, haven't been into handhelds until recently with the whole, like, Nintendo DS versus the PSP. I really want to get my hands on a PSP when they come out. Oh, speaking of which, PSP will be coming out, I think it's late May, let me check out, I wrote it down somewhere here. Oh, late, I'll just read the article and make it quick. In Japan, the near PS2 quality portable gaming device sold only 510,000 units in account of GPU shortages. While the price at the exact date still aren't entirely clear, the US dollar equivalent of the Japanese sale is a little under $200. Some are speculating that the price could be even lower to contest with the Nintendo's DS. Blah blah blah. Let's see, I believe it's like late March is the about date. They haven't set like an official though. But I really want to get my hands on that just because I want to like take portable video. And I wonder, they're going to release some movies on the Universal Media Disc that they're creating with that thing. But yeah, anyways, going on with our next article, anything you want to talk about?
How about that EverQuest 2 Adventure Pack?
Oh yeah, the Adventure Pack.
That sounded kind of interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to give a brief overview? Because I didn't go very in-deep with this one. I'm more of a World of Warcraft guy.
All right, hold on, let me pull this article up and I can go ahead and read through it.
Awesome.
SOE announced that they're going to be putting out the first Adventure Pack, well, first part of it, as a free download. I don't know how big the updates were in EverQuest, but this doesn't sound like much of an update. It's one new zone, some new enemies, and a little bit more armor and stuff like that.
So it's...
And they said also some quests.
So it's sort of like a miniature expansion pack.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like an expansion pack. And they're giving you part of it for free, and they say it's going to go into the lore for the Dark Elf and what happened in the past, in the 500 years that transpired between the two games, and that the rest of it you're going to have to pay for. Now, they did say small fee, but I don't know what that would entail, like $5 or $10 or something.
It's better than dropping, like...
I don't think that it's enough to pay for it. It looks like just a small little update that they shouldn't charge you for.
Yeah. I remember they used to release expansions for the original EverQuest, like, every couple months almost. It'd be, like, $30. Actually, probably not every couple months, but it was fairly often. And I don't imagine World of Warcraft going to do anything like this. They'll update theirs, but I don't think nearly... like the way EverQuest is going to do, because EverQuest, I'm sure they're going to add like new lands and stuff, and World of Warcraft, they'll just add new features onto theirs, so they won't have as many expansion packs for at least a while. But I think it's pretty cool that they're offering some major updates for free at first. I'm not too sure about this entire small fee thing though, because they're already charging you $15 a month. Speaking of which, I just remembered something. I was checking my credit card bills this month, and turns out I've been charged $15 for the past, I think, 11 months for Star Wars Galaxies, even though I haven't played that game since a full year ago. Because I remember I bought that game,
wow.
I bought the game a year ago, and I was like, wow, this game sucks ass, so I, like, quit playing, but I guess I didn't fully, like, say I don't want to pay anymore, so they kept on charging me, so I like $180 down the drain or something. It sucks ass. And I'm really pissed off about
it.
I'm really pissed off, because that game really sucks. I'd rather, if I could donate the money towards anyone else, I'd rather do that.
Donate it towards Wish.
I donate it towards like World of Warcraft rather than letting them have my money. I hate Star Wars. That's such a horrible game. Like, I think it just took too long to advance in it.
World of Warcraft adding all this new, like, holiday stuff with the snowballs and stuff. Have you heard anything about EverQuest 2 releasing any holiday content?
No, I haven't. But it looks awesome how they have, like, snowmen and they dress up the guys as elves, the gnomes.
Yeah.
I also saw...
World of Warcraft keeps adding all this little stuff, and I don't think EverQuest 2 is. It seems to not be doing anything.
Well, it's probably because EverQuest 2 is sort of meant to be for the more hardcore guy who doesn't want to deal with the real world. They'd rather have their own little world in there, so they don't want to be like, Christmas isn't real, not in this whatever planet or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I think that's cool how EverQuest is offering some updates, but we'll see how it goes with the entire fee subscription thing. Going on to RPGs, yeah, there's an article posted by RPG.com. That's .dot.com. They posted like some of the most expected awesome RPGs coming out for this year. On top of the list, they have a couple games in here that already got released late last year, like Star Wars KOTOR 2, and what was the other one? The Bard's Tale. I haven't played The Bard's Tale yet. I want to, though. But on this list, there are a couple that I thought looked awesome. There's The Witcher. It has, like, awesome graphics. It's known for, like, the off-brooding fantasy landscapes. That's a quote there. I didn't make that up. And Elder Scrolls 4 is going to be awesome. I'm a big fan of Elder Scrolls. Have you tried any of them out, Air?
No, I haven't.
I remember I played... When I had a computer, I think it's the first Elder Scrolls. It wasn't too long ago, but I had a computer and I went to play Elder Scrolls and it was way too advanced for my graphics card, so I, like, had to set the box aside and I waited, like, a year until I got a brand new computer. And then the graphics sucked. Like, I was like, wow, these graphics are outdated already. And then I got the Xbox version of Morrowind, and that was a great game. That's one of those games you could play for like hours upon hours, and like you really don't get very tired of it. So I'm a big fan of the Elder Scrolls series. Anyways, oh boy, do you want to talk about the Xbox 2 and expectations?
Yes.
You guess?
Yeah, Xbox 2, they're talking about how they're expected the AAA titles are going to be going up $5 to $10, which they're already up to, like, $60.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at $70, and PC, they're hitting $70 and $80 with expansion packs, so...
Yeah.
This is getting ridiculous how much it turns into games. And they said that the Xbox 2 is expected to go over the traditional $300 mark, and probably be in a $350 to $400, and we're still waiting to find out what the deal is with the hard drive, if they're going to put it in or fear piracy and leave it out.
I think it's going to be worth the price tag, at least for the console, because the console is going to be doing so much more than the current one. Like, if you mod your Xbox today, you can do all this awesome crap with it. You can, like, pretty much turn it into the Terminator and hire it to kill people if you wanted. But, yeah, my Xbox, it does everything I've ever wanted anything to ever do, I guess. I don't know how to sum it up, but it's, like, my second lover, I guess. But with the next console, it's going to be, pretty much integrated into your wireless network, probably at home, because I think they're going to stick a wireless thing and the next version of the Xbox, and they expect you to pretty much use it as, like, a computer/game system. And I really doubt that they won't stick a hard drive in it. I think they're just trying to figure out whether it's going to be flash or a normal hard drive. But I expect, have you heard...
For the flash drive, it's going to be really small and really expensive.
That's the thing. I'm thinking that the flash drive might not be that small, since, like, Apple's pushing for new flash drives. Have you heard about the Apple, what was it called, the iPod Flash or something that they're trying to, it might be released or announced this week?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, there have been all these rumors lately about how Apple might be coming out with this iPod Flash. It's the same thing as an iPod, but uses flash memory. And it's supposed to probably hold a couple of gigabytes of storage. We aren't sure yet. Lots of sites have been sued about talking about it, even. Yeah, but there's the Macworld Expo is going on right now, and they're expecting for Steve Jobs to, like, announce it anytime soon. But anyways, I think there's going to be a really, like, high need for flash memory, just like there is LCDs right now. Instead, we're going to start mass-producing them more often, and we'll start, like, innovating and creating larger and larger ones. And by the time the Xbox 2 comes out, which is, like, I don't know, next, maybe fall even? I don't have any idea when it's coming out. I think we'll be able to, if they mass produce it, they'll be able to create larger hard drives for cheaper money. like maybe around the 10 gigabyte area if we're lucky, if they do flash. What else?
The only thing is flash is limited on how many times you can write on it, so they might have to try to fix that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Because I don't deal with that very often. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do about that then. Well, let's just hope
for... The average consumer would know that you have like 1,000 writes on it or something, and then just say, hey, my Xbox is dead, and they're like, oh... The drive guide, we can't do anything about it. It's supposed to do that.
Yeah. Like, it's a self-destruct. It's drop another $400 on a new one. I actually did that. I dropped an extra $300. No, it was like probably $180 on an Xbox because my first one broke. It's because the DVD tray thing went, and I was like, oh, I could always use a new one anyway, so I bought one. I hate it. That's one of the big problems with the Xbox is the stupid DVD tray likes to break on you. After about a year and a half to 2 years of use, if you play DVDs, and I remember I was playing GTA on it. That's what really made me decide to get a new Xbox. I was playing Grand Theft Auto, and it was taking forever to boot, and like every time you'd walk from one section of the city to the other, it would always like give you a loading screen, and it would take like a full minute. I was like, oh my god, this is taking forever, and... I tried it on someone else's Xbox, and there was, like, no loading time at all. You just walk from one area to the other. There'd be maybe, like, a split-second screen. And I was like, oh, my God, I need a new one. So I just got a new Xbox. Because I was just so frustrated. I don't have that much money to throw away either, but I did it anyways. Anyways. Oh, another cool thing about the Xbox 2 is we're thinking it might be backwards compatible. Which would be helpful, considering that we drop, like, $500 on games, at least. It's if you buy 20 new games.
Yeah, that'd be real nice.
Yeah. That would be awesome, but I'm not sure what they're going to do. I know the Sony is going to use Blu-ray in their console, which confuses me how they're going to be... how Blu-ray might be compatible with their old games, but I'm pretty sure Sony will figure it out, because they're awesome about that. Oh, there's another story about Blu-ray technology. Let me find it here. Okay. The next generation DVD format Blu-ray is winning more supporters than its rival, according to its backers. Blu-ray backed by 100 firms, including Sony, is competing against Toshiba, the NEC backed HD DVD to the format of choice for future films and games. Anyways, yeah, basically, it's Blu-ray versus HD DVD right now, and this is both for games and for, movies, and, like, I swear, a week and a half ago, it was going the complete opposite way. Everyone was going HD DVD, all these Hollywood people, like, backed it, and then
Blu-ray for life.
Yeah, I'd say Blu-ray, because it gets 20 more gigabytes, I think. It gets like 60 gigabytes on a disc, and
sounds cool.
Yeah, and Blu-ray, it's an awesome name. But HD DVD, it's basically they're saying they'll be releasing stuff by the end of this year. They have movies or at least studios booked already. Whatever studio has Lord of the.
How long has the format of DVD been around? They tend to jump format that quick.
Yeah, this is a really quick shift. It'll take a while to shift over though. Because I think DVDs have probably been around, I don't know, when did Fifth Element come out? Because I remember the first movie I saw on DVD was Fifth Element. Must have been like 98.
I'll take a rough guess and say around 2000 or so.
Yeah. I'm guessing 98, 99 was when it started becoming popular. But
we haven't even phased out the VCRs yet.
Yeah.
We're going to Blu-ray and HDTV.
Yeah, we're just getting around to getting rid of the VCRs. I don't get why... I guess people are just trying to, like, get on a bandwagon for the next generation. I think Blu-ray is definitely going to win it in the long run, even though 2 weeks ago Disney was the only person backing them besides Sony. But now it looks like they might be getting the upper hand. In a press conference at the CES show, Toshiba announced that DVD players for its technology would be on market by the end of 2005. Oh, I also heard the Players for HD DVD are going to run about $1,000 right now. And the Blu-ray Blu-ray will be like $1,800 according to like the production rates we have right now. So that's really going to change, I'm sure. Because I'm sure, I remember hearing a story why the PS2 was so popular in Japan was because the first DVD players that were cheap were PS2s. So people went out and bought PS2s just to play DVDs on them. Or at least in Japan, that's why. Okay, also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the games Nopix. Have you ever used Nopix before?
Yeah, use it a lot.
Yeah, do you like it a lot better than, like, a normal Linux? Is it easier for you?
Out of all the live CDs, it's by far the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Flax is pretty cool, but Nopix is like a full-fledged everything you need.
Yeah, the only problem I have with Nopix is it won't work with my internet very well because I'm, like, wireless and it has to go through a school network. It's just really anal about crap. Yeah, but that's mostly my fault. But Nopix is a cool CD, and if you... I can't suggest getting this version of Nopix right now because there's a big error in it. Haha, that's your name. I'm such a dork.
Yeah, I use 3.4 and...
I don't know. I forget which version... let me see. I don't know what version it's on right now, but it's basically plain old Nopix, only they stuck a bunch of extra games on it. Only the guy who created it like forgot to stick a couple of programs back on it, and so there are a couple big-time errors that are happening, like you aren't able to move files or something. Yeah, so it's cool to play around with, I guess, so it's probably worth the download. Okay, do you know what the program... Let me see what it's called. Oh, anyways, Midnight Commander, I don't know. Anyways, one of the cool things about the game's Nopix disc is that you can, it has some drivers built into that the normal Nopix doesn't have for video cards. So you can do, like, advanced graphics processing or something, I don't know. So it's nice on that hand. I have a friend who's working on a boot CD for Wolfenstein, and he's thinking he might be able to use some of the code that they used. Okay, I'm going on to page 2 here. Okay, The Sims 2 hacks. Have you heard about these?
No, I haven't.
They're pretty funny. I think I read this in CNET or something, but, there have been these weird hacks that appeared a week ago in Sims 2 where, like, if people drink a cappuccino or something, it makes them no longer thirsty from then on. Or there are all these weird things like that, and, like, they don't have to pee anymore, and it became this really weird, like, everyone's getting really pissed off because it's just, like, screwing up. Because I would be happy as hell because I wouldn't have to type in all those cheat codes because I cheat like crazy during The Sims. But, yeah, it's a good idea not to be playing The Sims right now because there's some pretty big, like, eternal youth things that you don't want to be catching. Some bugs that are in the code. I swear, I already talked to a friend about this one, but, The Sun newspaper published an article about a father who purchased a recent Game Boy title from Disney for his daughter. They were horrified that the credits of the game contained the F word, and he immediately contacted the paper. The Sun published the article without researching the fact that this was a pirated cartridge based off of the cracked version of the game released. So I think this is pretty fun that the Sun published this without even thinking, hey, let's research it and see if this guy's telling the truth. Because they would have bothered to even look at it. It turns out the F word was in the credits. I forget what game it was, some Disney thing. But, like, in the credits, it had, like, the F word. It's some guy's first name or something. And, yeah, so this person, like, was yelling at him because they had a pirated copy. I think that's all I have on the site for now. What other stories do you have?
Pretty fresh out.
Fresh out.
Playing RuneScape, and I need to stop, but
How many hours do you invest, like, a week, would you guess, in that game?
A couple hours a day during the week when I have school, and then about the same on the weekends as it started around about the time I get home from school.
I'm going to have to be devoting, like, a couple hours a day at least to Linux, because I just got into Linux, and it's going to, like, take over me and kill everything I know about the real world, because I won't have time to learn about it. I wish I would have done this during winter break, so I could have had, like, time to at least familiarize myself with it. Yeah, anyways...
It'll probably take you a good month or so to learn and get used to everything.
I have a feeling it's going to take me, like, a good 3 months to learn it. It really pisses me off that if I had the internet on, working on Linux, it would probably take me, like, a couple weeks if I were really devoted. But that's the one problem. I don't know how to install, the software for my thing. So every time I want to research it, I have to, like, restart my computer and boot up the Windows partition to do research. And so it takes me like a good 5 minutes to switch back and forth for every time I come up across a question. It sucks. Okay, anyways, I think that's it for today. We'll try to do this on a weekly basis. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
Okay, so like next Saturday or Sunday, we'll try to do another one. And I'll see you next week then, okay?
Alright, later.
Take care.